Coast FM, Pete Little and Cheryl and Darcy on this Saturday morning. Our first one for autumn,
yes,
Cheryl.
Yes, it is. The leaves
brand
are
new season.
Fall. Yeah, it's
the brown leaves at Saratoga are unbelievable. Already falling out of the trees and, you
really?
Know. Oh, absolutely.
It's all happening.
As soon as the date changes, so does the season.
I don't think it's quite
works.
Like that. Well, I've got an expert here today, Pete, one of our favourites, Clara, not from Narara. Clara's from Clara's Urban Mini Farm and also Permaculture Central Coast. Clara, hello.
Hey, good morning, gangsters.
Well, Clara, it's been a couple of weeks. We haven't spoken to you. We haven't had really fascinating topics for you. But,
my life stood still without you.
Yes, absolutely. So it's nice to see you back in the chair on the air with us this morning, Cheryl. We're talking about the autumn planting.
And planning,
I think we'll leave the mushrooms to another day because it's... Could be another heat wave yet.
That's all right. We can.
What do you reckon, Clara? Too early for mushrooms?
No, we can talk about mushrooms now if you like.
I don't like.
You don't like? You don't like mushrooms?
I just prefer to eat them.
But where do you get them from, Pete?
Okay, from the Woolies. Now.
No.
Now, Sherilyn, what have you got to raise today about the perils of planting at this time of year?
Well, it's a little bit difficult because, as you just pointed out, Pete, a lot of people will look at the calendar and go, right, that's it, 1st of March, it's autumn, let's go. But, Clara, weather-wise?
Well, just the other day we had 38 degrees here on the Central Coast.
Exactly.
So when you go putting out all your delicate little lettuce seedlings, or if you did put out some mushroom mycelium, well, that big heat wave, that would have knocked it right back. And some things tend to bolt in that kind of heat, don't they?
Mm. So how do we plan for autumn? How do we do this? We get all our seed packets and our seedlings and we want to put our mushrooms in the ground or inoculate things with it. How do we know this is the time?
Do we have to do it now?
Well, no, we don't have to do it now, but we need to know when.
It seems so impulsive, don't you think, Clara?
Well, you see, we're in this country, this great, vast country called Australia. Mm. And so rather than getting a little bit too hung up on our sort of European background and our European planting, one thing I like to do is have a look at some of the indigenous calendars that are out there and have a look at what the indigenous seasons are doing and what they have to say about this particular time of the year, because it's a little bit different to your classic summer autumn. And one thing that I did the other day, Sherilyn, was I went out and foraged some bunya nuts.
This is bush tucker, Pete.
That's right. Some delicious bunya nuts, and they're a lot like the European chestnut, but they're all Australian, and now is the perfect season to go and get them. So having a look at some of the indigenous wisdom is a really good way to kind of think about what you might want to do for this time of the year. But otherwise, if you do want to put in your staple crops and you want to follow a rigid planting calendar, then that's fine. But just have a think about how you're going to shelter those seedlings. So maybe if you know that there's going to be a heat wave popping some shade up, having the seedlings somewhere where you could bring them inside if you had to.
Oh, like on trays or something like that.
Yeah, put them in a tray, something like that. And, you know, don't be too hasty ripping out your tomatoes and your beans, because you're still going to get a good crop out of them going forward.
Yeah, especially your tiny toms. We seem to be able to grow those all year round.
That's right, yeah. So try not to be too hung up on the European planting calendar, because the climate's quite different here on the Central Coast. It's actually a much more favourable climate if you just pay attention to what's happening around you and have a little bit of patience.
Can I take you back to the indigenous planting calendar? I hadn't heard this before, but what does that say? I know it's not committed to your memory, but in general terms.
Well, there's some really good resources, and one of my favourite is the Dark Emu book. So that's a really good one. If you look for a bit of reading, have a look at Dark Emu, and that talks a lot about how the indigenous people raised crops and their unique type of agriculture that they had before we came over. So there's a lot of great resources online, and you can also reach out to people like Tracy at Gira Gira. You know, there's a lot of great indigenous leaders on the Central Coast that you can reach out to.
I think people would be very interested in that.
Yeah, and there's also a CSIRO page on indigenous planting calendar that you can look up on CSIRO, see what they've got to say as well.
We had the example the other day at home, of course, as you mentioned, a very, very hot day. The only thing that happened at my place in the plants, they sent the pill green.
Oh, no good.
That says to me I haven't got enough chlorine in there.
Yeah, that algae, it's no good.
Algae is not good for your pool.
No,
but that's another thing.
Not good for you either.
The pool and the garden are co-sited. So I wonder if it's affected more than just the pool this hot day.
Yeah,
that's
right.
We get to about 38 degrees, I think.
And we can keep getting heat waves all through April in Australia. Usually on the Central Coast, we'll get a few days over 35 going forward to April. That said, you know, it doesn't necessarily mean you can't do these autumn activities. So I'll still go out, probably start foraging mushrooms maybe in a few weeks and go mm-hmm. have a look at what's out there. But you just know that when it's been a really hot day, that, you know, the week after that, you're not going to find much of anything. So it just all depends, and what you can do to change your individual microclimates. You know, everybody is going to be very different. If you're up at Warner Vale or if you're in your minor True. On the coast, it's going to be a completely different climate as well. So paying attention to those things. And the one thing I don't want people to do is to put too much time and effort into raising all these little seedlings and then just sticking them straight out there thinking they're going to do well.
Oh, yes.
That says to me, Sharon, you've got an easy weekend coming up.
You can stay
indoors.
You can stay indoors, do a bit of riding
instead. You can practice your radio announcing.
But I tell you what, Clara, would you like to come back in a few weeks' time? We'll have a chat about mushrooms.
I'd absolutely love to.
What do they say about mushrooms? Something kept in the dark and
feed
and fed on.
Yes, that.
Well, I like to say that there's fungus among us, Pete.
Oh, I love it.
Full cheers. Four marks there to Clara. Good morning. Thanks for joining us, Clara. Catch you soon.
That's Clara. She's from Clara's Urban Mini Farm and also Permaculture Central Coast. And you're at home with the Gardening Gang this morning with Pete and Sharon.